This is Akashvani. The news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Voting is underway for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra amid tight security. According to the Election Commission, 6.61% voting took place till 9 a.m., while Jharkhand witnessed 12.71%. In Jharkhand, voting is being held in 38 constituencies and 12 districts. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m., while in Naxal-infested 31 booths, polling will be held up to 4 p.m. due to security reasons. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In Maharashtra, elections for all the 228 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to all the voters to participate in the voting of the Maharashtra Assembly elections as well as the second and last phase of the Jharkhand elections today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi urged all the voters, including the youth and women voters, to come forward and vote in large numbers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown this evening. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. The Prime Minister reached Guyana this morning on a three-day visit to the country. In an unprecedented gesture, he was received at the airport by President Ali himself with over a dozen cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Modi will also participate in the second CARICOM India Summit today and hold meetings with the leaders of CARICOM member countries to further enhance India's long-standing friendship with the region. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will address the Parliament of Guyana. He is also scheduled to address a gathering of the Indian diaspora. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin in Goa today. The grand event will continue till the 28th of this month. The grand opening ceremony of the event will take place at Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium at around 5 in the evening. A report.
IFFI is set to commence in a grand manner with the opening ceremony taking place this evening in presence of cinematic legends. A 90s rewind will bring Bollywood nostalgia and timeless souls will honor legends like Raj Kapoor and Mohammad Rafi through visuals, poetry and music. The ceremony will showcase the journey of Indian cinema from the silent era to modern masterpieces. Notable creators and filmmakers such as Subhash Ghai, Dinesh Vijan, Amar Kaushik, N.M. Suresh, R.K. Selvani, Ishari Ganeshan, and Ravi Kortarkara will be in attendance. Renowned actors including Nagarjuna, Bhumani Rani, Rajkumar Rao, Abhishek Banerjee, Jaideep Pahlawat, Randeep Hooda, Jayam Ravi, Jackie Bhagnani, Mukta Barve, and Radhakrishnan Pathiban, along with lyricist Prasoon Joshi, will also be present on the occasion. With over 180 films from 81 countries, IFFI 2024 promises to be the grandest edition yet, featuring more participants and more screening venues. Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Goa.
The government has said that 20,58,000 new workers have been enrolled under the Employees State Insurance Scheme in the month of September this year, as per the provisional payroll data released by the Employees State Insurance Corporation, ESIC. The addition of new employees registered a growth of 9% as compared to the same period during the last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a decree approving Russia's updated nuclear doctrine. The decree published on the Kremlin website stated that aggression by any state in a military coalition or bloc against Russia or its allies is seen as an aggression by the entire bloc as a whole. It said the aggression from a non-nuclear state with the involvement or support of a nuclear power will be regarded as a joint attack on Russia. According to the document, Russia views nuclear weapons as a means of deterrence to reduce the nuclear threat and prevent the escalation of interstate tensions that could lead to military conflicts. In hockey, India will lock horns with China in the final of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar today. Hosts stormed into the final, defeating Japan 2-0 in the semi-final yesterday. For India, Navneet Kaur converted a penalty stroke in the 48th minute, while Lal Ramsiami struck from field play in 56th minute. That's the end of this news bulletin.